Hi, I'm Siobhan Fletcher and welcome to the latest edition of our newscast. Now, there's been mixed reaction since the news dropped of a minimum wage increase next year. One outspoken opponent has been the Isle of Man Chamber of Commerce. It's been advocating for local businesses in recent months, saying changes like those approved last week, that being from £12.25 per hour to £13.46, would be devastating for their futures. Chief Executive Rebecca George told me the impact will be felt beyond the island's hospitality and retail sectors.
Pretty devastating, to be honest. We couldn't have fought harder to make the case for balance and realism over this. We've been pushing for a very long time the devastation that this will have on businesses on the island. These businesses now face really harsh choices. Some are going to have to raise their prices, some will shed jobs or both, and they're going to have to spend the next few months deciding whether they can even survive beyond next April.
I suppose on that, who are you most concerned about? Is there a particular sector or businesses?
You know, we've been talking about minimum wage for many years now, and you know, the conversation generally started around being concerned for hospitality and retail, but this is going beyond that now. We are very concerned for hospitality and retail, also the care sector, but we're also seeing other industries being impacted. Construction, engineering, it is starting to hit, you know, other industries, not just those ones that naturally come to mind, like hospitality and retail.
And I suppose it was almost kind of inevitable at this point that minimum wage would have increased somewhat, though. So I suppose, short of the rate not budging at all, what would have been an acceptable amount?
It's a difficult question to answer what an acceptable amount is. You know, I just want to say that, you know, as Chamber and the members of Chamber are very much supportive of fair pay for workers, but it has to be realistic. It has to be realistic for businesses to be able to afford it. The businesses have been telling the politicians for months that a 9.9% raise is simply unaffordable, and they warned it would be devastating for our economy, but they were not listened to.
I mean, I suppose this morning the minister argued that this gives businesses time to prepare, with them having 4 months to figure out how to accommodate the increase. Is that not true at all then?
Yes, they'll have time to prepare, but it doesn't mean it's going to make it affordable. For me, I think that what we'll see, I'm incredibly fearful for what comes next winter. I think that's when we're going to see the true fallout, you know, when the reserves are gone and the costs have been compounded, and they realise they simply can't keep going. You know, the rise will happen in April. If the businesses can survive this winter, they may be able to survive, you know, from April through next summer. But the following winter, I fear, is going to be when we are worst hit and we see the full impact of this rise.
Do you think those on minimum wage will notice much of a difference?
No, I don't, you know, and, you know, I've been looking at a lot of the public commentary on this, and people recognise that ultimately that you're not going to see a lot of extra money in people's pocket, but what you are going to see is a lot of additional pressure put on the businesses.
From the Chamber's point of view, this obviously has now been voted through by Tynwald, despite kind of the commentary around it beforehand. Are you hoping that, obviously, if we do see those impacts on the economy that you know yourselves are warning about, that maybe Tynwald would give this a rethink?
Yeah, of course, we would always like to see a rethink. I mean, there's things that government can do to support business. If this is the way they're going, if this is trajectory, then they've got to start thinking about how businesses can be supported through this, with business support schemes, or looking at personal tax, personal allowances. There are different ways that they can support business, and this is going to have to be the way that they do this. Business contributes heavily to tax revenues that fund our public services and our infrastructure and our way of life. You know, what we're seeing is business confidence falling, and the whole island is feeling that right now. Confidence is really shaken, and our businesses need to see more support. I heard this morning that the Treasury Minister even acknowledged that this decision is going to create challenges for small businesses. And, you know, he said, yes, businesses will close. And you know, these are family run companies, and they are in real despair. Prices are going to go up, and people are not going to be able to afford to buy a cup of coffee. That's the reality of it. They may think that they're going to have some extra money in their pockets, but when the prices of everything go up at least 10%, everything becomes more unaffordable.
Perfect. That's all I've sort of got prepared here, but is there anything else you want to touch on?
Yeah, there is something. It was disappointing to hear that so many of the members of Tynwald openly criticised Chamber last night in the Chambers for doing exactly what we exist to do, which is represent over 450 businesses that employ over 20,000 people. We could not have fought harder to make the case for balance and realism here. We haven't changed our stance on our position on the median wage. What we warned of in July were the risks of using a median that is overinflated by a 28% differential between the public and private sectors. We supported median wage, but only if it was linked to private sector wages.
Do you think that, just to sort of clarify that part in layman's terms then, I mean, so for sort of everyday Joe on the street, you were basically pointing out that the numbers didn't kind of add up in the original proposals?
Yeah. So basing the minimum wage calculation on median earnings is a different way to do it. But because the Isle of Man has such overinflated differentials between public and private sector salaries, 28%, it skews the calculation. So the only way we can see it working is if it's calculated purely on private sector salaries.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.